So, A Small Condition of Happiness by Jennifer Hitchcock. Walking down California Street, she stopped to ask for directions to the building where she would start her new job that day. The steep hill descended into a shadowy cave of narrow streets, concrete walls, downtown buildings swelling in size. An old memory from 20 years ago formed of a young woman using safety pins to hold her clothes together, applying duct tape to hidden places. A woman who sat at her desk holding her head and taking frequent breaks to the bathroom, her eyes watery and bloodshot. But she needed this job in the city up north, with the cooler temperature, early morning fog, the pier where two lovers meet. She stared down at her shaking hands. Maybe I'm not really here, she questioned. That old familiar darkness returning. She thought about going to a bar instead, ordering a drink, and then another. But her probation officer, if she found out, well, she thought about Dad. They didn't like each other much. When they last met face to face, his hand pressed hard on the plexiglass. He wanted to touch her face to know that she was really there. He couldn't stop crying. Screaming at her when she was a kid, calling her names, beating her with his fists. She could handle that. But what she could not handle was a father expressing regret while she wore an orange jumpsuit, the clank of the steel door closing behind her, when she would be in darkness and he would be in the sunlight trying to share her darkness in private. She hated him more than anything when he said he was sorry. Walking through downtown, she sweated even though it was autumn in the coldest city on the West Coast. Two guys sat in a doorway, their shabby leather jackets, scars marking up their faces, teeth going bad. She knew that look. She pulled her collar up, as if not noticing these guys might make them disappear. Another deep sigh. She had to look up at the sky. And see? See what? That it's blue. It's that blue, a sky you hadn't seen in a long time. The sky is blue, the buildings are man-made. They're inanimate. They're not going to swallow you up. This is just a street taking you to work. Stopping to lean against one of the buildings, she smiled. It's all just simple, you see, just taking one step at a time. One to work, another step home. Simple steps. Some people still love you. Even if it's just your mother, at least one person really loves you. And she kept smiling and thought about calling someone to tell them about overcoming this hurdle. While she caught a glimpse, by the time she reached her work, a man in a suit opened the door. While she caught a glimpse of herself in the mirrored glass. For a minute, she looked like somebody else, her old self, the dark glasses and long bobbed hair, the thin face and square features, that tall woman inside a body that looked like her own. Who was that? It's still not me, she told herself, but someone I can hide behind. And you know what? No one here will ever know the truth. And that brought back a small condition of happiness, a new thermometer of success. They will never know.